Is Daf Memhei. So we are in the middle of a discussion about Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan about when Hefker takes place. According to Rabbanan, Hefker takes place right away. According to Rabbi Yossi, Hefker doesn't take effect until somebody else acquires it. In the limbo state, it's still considered the Mafker's ownership. And I had asked some Shilas. The Gemara is giving an Ibai Zema another answer to the question above. The question above was that we said again that Hamafkir, we quoted a brisa, that someone who's mafkir his kerem, and the next day wakes up early and is rizocha and is going to reacquire it, so he's chayv and prat olos shicha peya, but he's actually pater and meiser. So how could it be possible Hefker is going to be chal right away? The next morning, you don't have the three-day waiting period. So he said, according to Ula, who thinks the whole Braisa is the Rabbanan, Rabbanan say the Braisa, Rabbanan really hold Hefker takes place right away. And the Braisa said, that's why you're Patim in a Meiser, because he was Mafkid, even though he picks up the next day. The Braisa earlier, which had 3 days, as a Gzeir de Rabbanan that we had said, you need to wait 3 days so people don't do any Ramayim here. And then according to the other opinion, says, no, you're right, the Braisa who said 3 days was according to Rabbi Yossi, that really Hefker takes place only when someone acquires it. But they said they didn't want people to forget the concept of Hefker, so they said let Hefker begin earlier after 3 days. The Braisa here that we said that the Hefker takes place right away, that's according to the Rabbanon who thinks Hefker is Miyah. So Gemara now is going to suggest another answer on the top of Mem Hey Amun Alf, Iba Yisema. Another answer is Ha Daafkare Banfe Train. One's a case where they're mafker in the presence of two people. One is a situation where they're mafker in the presence of three people. We'll finish the Gemara, then we'll read the Ranin. Meaning, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan explains, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, mafker b'fnei shlosha havi hefker. B'fnei shayim lo havi hefker. He has this cloud that if hefker, for hefker to be effective, we have to have it being done in the presence of three people. But if it's done only in front of two people or less, then it will not be considered Hefker.
Can one of the three people pick up?
Good question. Let's see what the Gemara explains. Yeshua, Ben Levi Amar, Davar Torah, Afilu Be'echad. Even one person, as long as one person is present, the Hefker will be effective. Matam, what's the reason? Amru b'shlosha k'dei she'he echad zocha sh'am edim. Like what you just said, why three people? Two people serve as edim, one person pick it up, and that's how he explained the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, he doesn't need any of that. You just need one person. Why he doesn't give the svar? So let's see if the Ran fills in some of the gaps here. The Ran says on the top, one the case where there are two people present, one the case where there are three people present. When the three people present, it's good. When the two people present, it's not good. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rishon ben Yotzadak. Kolomar, hacha masnisa dem nami de hamafkes karma Rabbi Yossi aser. The one who says you're mafker the karam and the next morning you pick it up, that's according to Rabbi Yossi. The ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yossi de mafker yachol achzer bo el de afker ba'apitrei. The only time Rabbi Yossi permits one who's mafkir to retract, if it was done in front of two people, klomer she'ein sham shlosh, if they know they're not three people, dumi demasis and gedekatani ein imam acher. Ubeha, l'chud hu da'asa Rabbi Yossi, disfirlei d'chol kiegabna hefker kimatana da'ad da'asa the rishus zocha lo nafkir rishus hamafkir. That only in the case where there are less than three people, hefker does not take effect till somebody picks it up. The implication is, if there are three people, then even Rabbi Yossi will agree that Hefker takes effect right away. So we see it throughout the sugya, in terms of understanding the lumdus of Hefker, we've seen a lot of examples of two different tracks here. But this is another example. Within Rabbi Yossi, there are two tracks. If you take a track of three people being present, Hefker is miyad. If you take a track of only two people or one person being present, it's not Hefker, it's really viewed as a matana until somebody else picks it up, does a transfer from your rishus. The Ryan continues to explain, since there's not another party with him, because since there are only two people present, his intention was to only give it to one of them. It wasn't considered hefker to the entire world. When there are only two people or less, there's no kala, there's no voice, there's no rumors, no one's going to find out about it. So it wasn't a public hefker. Therefore, it's similar to matana, as if he's transferring rishus to somebody else. So only until the other guy acquires it does it actually leave his rishus. Just like when I give a present, I only have in mind that leaving my ownership once he picks it up, here too also, I only have in mind being mafkir for one of these two individuals.
So why do you call it
hafka
in that case?
Interesting, good question.
It's not an hafka, it's matana.
I guess he's not really giving it over. Here's a gift. He's leaving it here, and if you want, it's yours.
I think it probably also would work if one person who's not one of those two people ended up taking it. If someone else, a third person, ended up taking it, it would work. But meaning, if I'm off-curated in front of both of you, but then someone else, but neither of you take it, and then someone else, you tell someone else, even though there's no, it's not necessary that you're going to tell someone else, but if you do tell someone else and that person comes, it'd be effective.
Very good. And then continues Iran Hilkach, the first wire line down, Hilkach, Kiecha debimatana lo nafik mishusei ad asal rishus mekabel. Just like when it comes to matana, it doesn't leave my ownership until the other priority picks it up. Machanami, here too, also behefker, kihai dehafker le ezeh le matana damim. Umasnizin, however, the Mishnah, that mafker, esadeu bechiai hefker metukma, mishimhachi katani dad shilozacha ba bain hu bain lacher yachalachsebo. The case of the kerem, the bryce is a situation where I was mafkir in front of three people, even according to Biosi. It becomes a public, it becomes people found out about it. And he had a mind to be mafkir into the entire world. It's not similar at all to a gift. So there are two checks by Rabbi Yossi.
Meaning, when it's a matana, you do not need to have any edim.
Right.
When it's an efker,
they're not.
It seems that you do not need to have edim as well.
Right. So
the guy can come from the street, dig some holes, and it's his. He can say it's mine, no?
Okay. The guy could dig a hole in the street.
Meaning, he's trying to treat the field, whatever.
Oh, he's trying. If I'm mafkir my field, then somebody wants.
He knows here that field is an efker. He came, said, "Well, this is mine now."
Mm-hmm.
Is that good? He doesn't need the.
I do not think you need Adam for that. No. It sounds like before we get to the rest of the Gemara, it sounds like from here the only reason you need three or more is just because it becomes apparent. If I know I'm telling three people, it's likely to get the word out much quicker. So I'm really being willing to mafkir to everybody.
So it's not in and of it.
To tell just the two of you, you're not going to run ahead and tell other people necessarily, so it's I only had a mind to give to one of you, or maybe another person who might come along and pick it up. But I don't expect anyone to take it. So that's the difference. Okay, let's see more rounds now. Let's jump to the last few lines of the Ran here, Linyan Halacha. With respect to Halacha Lamaisa, Bepluksai, there be Yochanan, Rishub, and Levi. Do you need three people, or is it enough to even have one person to do Hefker? Naktinan, Rishub, and Levi, we passing like the opinion of Rishub, and Levi, Damar, Davar, Torah, Afilu, Be'echad, Havi, Hefker. Even if one person is there, it's good. Umatam, Amr, Bishlosha, why do you need three people? Kadesha, Ye'echad, Zocho, Hashem, Edim. That's explaining Rishub, and Levi. Why do we require three on a Dirabun level, it sounds like? In order to have one person zocha, the other two people serve as edim. Hilkach medivrei sofrim eino hefker ad shivka b'fnei shlosha.
Not necessarily the shnayim edim, because the inyan is not a deuter. The inyan is that is spread by rabim, and the fact that someone else can take the field has nothing to do with the shnayim edim.
Right, so here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuben Tzadok, you need three people make aden. The reason for three people is to be avshamil, to make it public. Rishub and Levi hold that you only need one person, and that's enough. Midiraisa, one person makes hefker. Wait. Rishub and Levi holds all you need is one person, and hefker works on a deraisa level. But they said on a derabbanan level, according to Rishub and Levi, it's a good idea to have three people there. This way, you can have one person zocha, two people testify it. It just makes matters much cleaner. But you don't need that on a deraisa level, only a divrei sofrim on a derabban level is that necessary. Rabbi Shimon Tzadok thinks on a deraisa level you need three. Less than three doesn't work. Rabbi Shimon Levi thinks one person does work deraisa level, it's just a takana derabanan to require three for the reason of not because to make it public. If one person's there and two people testify, it just makes it much a cleaner transaction. No fighting, no claiming it wasn't hefker.
That's in the case that one of the three picked it up.
Correct.
But just said 2 seconds ago that, in three, it's already, you know, it's public. And if one guy went to his friend and his friend came, and now there's no two edim.
So, it would still work if somebody else picked it up.
No, it will work, but it's not to the reason that he says that here.
Right, you're not always going to have this, that two edim are going to be there, yeah. I agree. But it's best practice to make it in such a way that there are two edim present. That's the explanation of three. Even Rabbi Shimon Levi thinks it's advisable to have three. And that's how the Ran and the Rambam paskin, that really one is Midiraisa, and three is only Midirei Sofim.
Hadron
Alach. Ain Ben Moder. Anything on the sides before we flip the page? Aha. This is interesting. You see the Rush, the bottom line, a few lines of the Rush. The Rush says, Matam, Amru Shlosha Kadeshe Echad Zochashnai Meidim. When we talk Ze, Yire Balhabais Lahafkir Kadeh Lafkir Mimaiser. So this way, a person should be scared to be Mafkir in order to avoid Meiser. If he needs three people who are going to be present, he's likely going to lose his field, so he'll have a certain fear. The Kaimalan, Bechomakam, Hilchazak, Rabishum, and Levi, passing like that. The Gavi, the Ryochan. One's enough midiraisa to make it hefker. He himself could serve as the one party. He could do it for himself. Interesting. Okay. Interesting Rashi. Yeah, a couple interesting things. One is, he says, on Shabbos you can be mafkir in order to avoid Shvisas Kalim. First of all, that's Shvisas Kalim is only Beis Shammai, the Gemara in Shabbos says. We don't pass like Beis Shammai. We don't require Shvisas Kalim. That's number one. Number two is, you see from the Rush that you permit, Hefker is permitted on Shabbos according to him. The Tosafot also says this in the bottom.
It's also interesting that they would make the whole Gezerah, entire Gezerah of requiring three people for Hefker is only for the case of the field where you're trying to escape Meister.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's the purpose of it, as opposed to just a better way of making the transaction and sure that somebody watches it. It's really to instill fear to him. He shouldn't play any tricks, yeah.
Because it applies in all scenarios of Hefker.
Right, yeah.
When you're making your field hefker, then you require three people.
The gzera becomes very limited. Right, so the Masechta points out here on the Tosos that Shvisas Kalim only the fear Beis Shammai who holds Shvisas Kalim is Aser. But seeming to Kodesh Beis Hillel, this wouldn't be relevant. Very strange that they would bring this as an example.
Yeah. It sounds like a Halach Lamas example.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Kaimalan halacha,
Kirush
Malay. Yeah. And because of that, you can do.
Okay, I don't know. And then. Okay. Fine. Let's begin the next parak. Fifth parak. Parak HaShutfim. Okay, this is going to be a long, long run. Let's see if we should go through it or not. We have a long mission here as well. Not going to want to go through the whole Mishnah, but 6:23. We have plenty of time. The mission begins. Hashutfin shenadru hanazemizeh asurin likanesh lachatzer. Two partners who make a neder from one another that they cannot get hana from each other. The lach is they are permitted. Sorry, they're forbidden. They're forbidden, prohibited from entering into the chatzer. Talking about a situation where they own a chatzer together. They have partnership in a chatzer and they make a neder from one another. They may not enter into the chatzer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. No, I could go into my part and you could go into your part. So it's not a situation, it's not a field where there's clearly marked whose is whose, but he could always claim, if I remember the correctly, always claim, I'm stepping into my part, and that's permitted. I have part of it's mine. And this ends up being a big machlokas about how to understand shutvis. I remember back when you weren't in shutvis b'metzir, that was way before you b'metzir. But b'metzir, the Harun Swag, you're talking about Shnaim, Ochs and Batalis, two people of the first mission, Babatsir. What?
Did we learn that?
We did not learn, no. In Yeshiva I learned that. I wasn't sure. I don't think he was in Shir with me, and he wasn't. But it was actually, yeah, my first year of the Rav Rodenzweig. No, if he was in Shir.
In
NYU.
Oh, he went to the same. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh.
So, so Shnayim Ochsim Talis, the first mission Babatzir, you and I, we find a lost talis, we pick it up together at the same time. So the halacha is Yachlok, we have to split it in half. So before we divide it, there's a big machlokas to be shown how to view that ownership of us holding it. Do we view it as if there's a dotted line, I own half and you own half? Or do you view it as if I have whole and you also have whole? They're overlapping. Or do you view each part of it as we have partial ownership? There are like five different sheets, and we showed them how to view this ownership. So you're chosen. When we have a field, you and I are partners, do I have half and you have half? Or each one is a hybrid. We have a mixture. Both of us own it together as a unit. So let's look through the Ron now, how he understands this.
But if you cut the little tools, it's not a little anymore.
Right, so it has to be a situation where it's still considered a talus. It's a long talus. If I cut it in half, it's also a functional talus. If it's so small where it's nothing after you cut it, then you wouldn't apply a chloku. Okay, so let's go through this Ram with patience. The Ram says, "Hashutvin shenadu hana zebezeh, asur likanes lechatzer." You and I take a nether, we cannot get hana from one another. Top line, the kasavar haitana viter aser b'modahana. This opinion thinks that viter, if I'm mevater on money, that was the Gemara we saw earlier in the Masechta, it's aser, I cannot be mevater. Here too also, I cannot be mevater my field of you walking through, even though it's a small amount of hana, that's still considered aser. And then Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, is that nichnas l'toch shalov? I enter into my area and you can enter into your area. So, the Gemara tomorrow, and Rabbi Beis is going to explain to us. Bechatzer she'ein ba din chalukah. It's talking about a chatzer. Now, there's no din of chalukah where you cannot impose a division of the chatzer. Ava bechatzer she'ein ba din chalukah. If it's a chatzer, we don't know what that means, but it's a chatzer where you can impose upon a chalukah to divide the land up. Divya kol aser, one's not allowed to enter the land. They'll say, listen, if you want to go into the chatzer, split it up. You take 50, I take 50. It's talking about a chatzer that might be too small, or maybe some other technicality that we can't divide it. And then we can't divide it. They allow them, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov allows you to walk into your part. The machlokas is there brera or is there no brera? What's brera? Brera means, can I retroactively decide which part is mine? Meaning, when I walk into this land, I can say, Lema Freya, this was always mine when we had the shutvus in the beginning. Even though we never actually said what was whose at the beginning, we can step in now and say, Lema Freya, this was mine in the beginning. Can you say Brera and that's permitted? Or the Tanakh says you can say Brera. Since you never decided whose is whose, everyone owns everything, and you're not allowed to say, this is my part, this is your part. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savar Bre Yesh Brera, and you can retroactively say which is yours. I'm going to my part and you're going to your part. Rabban Tavi ain't brave. Rabban Tavi, there's no bravery, you can't do that.
Well, why? What about the fact that, you know, this is the area. Half of it is in my closer to my side and the other side is yours. Why to make it complicated?
Because if we never divide in the beginning, we said 50-50, so you know, it doesn't mean, you know, when you sell one product and he sells another product, that you get all of it and he gets all of it. You split the gains.
Now we're talking about likanes to enter to the other one side when the moderim anazem is there. But now they're neighbors, right? This is chatzer, and it belongs to both of them. And now if this is a neighbor, split enough.
So it's talking about a case where you
case?
Can't. You know, we're ain bo din chaluka. If it's a chatzer, we don't know the details. But if there's a chatzer that you can split, you're right. Split it. The Gemara tells us, which the Rani already told us, that we're talking about a chatzer that cannot be split. And an example, if I remember the Gemara, but Basa says if it's a chatzer that's too small, you need to have dal amos for each part for it to be splittable. If it's less than that amount, where by the end, when you split it, it's less than dal by dal, you can't split that. Because I'm left with nothing, you're left with nothing.
Is chatzer considered chatzer? Such a small place.
Yeah, no, you can have a big yard. A very big yard, and you split
not
it in half. No, let's say it's...
I'm talking about, but if you can split it, what is the case that you cannot split it if it's too small? So is it considered chatzer too small?
Let's say chatzer is 4x4, that's a chatzer. But if I split
four
it now, let's say the table, yeah. it's 4x4.
Okay.
If I split it in half, it's going to be 2x4 now. And that's not a chatzer anymore. It's a chatzer when we have ownership together.
I don't want to get into it. To begin with, you can take it off.
Okay, so that's you. But it was the area they didn't have a lot of land, and any amount of usable space is good enough.
The opposite. At the time, they had a lot of land. Now it's so much.
Okay. So the Ran now asks, four lines from the top. V'timihani nihidaka asavri rabbanan ein breira. Okay, the rabbanan hold there's no thing at breira, and you can't say retroactively that was always mine. Amaya suni kanish lechatzer. Why is it prohibited from entering into the field? The hachayv and the chatzer shein bodin chalukah. Since it's a land that's too small that can't be split. Ve'ein shut of yachol akoves chaveru lachlok, and therefore you cannot impose to your partner, let's split it. V'lo laki v'lav shluli kanish lechatzer. And you can't prevent him from entering into the field. How could the neder be effective in the first place? Forget, before the neder is chal, you and I have this chater. And it's too small, it's 4x4, so I can't force you to split it. Because afterwards it can be 2x4, that's worthless. So I can't force you to split it. And right now, before the neder exists, I can't prevent you from coming to my land, you can't prevent me. We have full rights to it. How can I now go ahead and make a neder to asher you? I cannot ask for something that's not mine. Just like I can't ask you from entering into your own chater. Now, even though we have partners, it's still yours, even though it's also mine. That nether shouldn't be chal in the first place. That's the Ran Shaila.
Good Shaila.
Even if they make a nether, lama hinasun harik shakol echa nichnas the chater mishalahu, nenav lo mishachavero, kevin shin halal yachal akivalov. And even if they both take a nether together, the issue shouldn't take effect. Because the I'm going to just go into my chatzah, not into your chatzah. You cannot prevent me from going to your chatzah. I'm not getting that line so much. Okay, I'm sure that question. Let's see the answer. Veneer Lee, the Hainu time of their abundance. The reason of their abundance is as follows. Mishum de Chavin ti Eaf Shar, Lomar, the Chochad Kani, the Chule Chater, Kinna Guf Liolam. Since it's impossible to say that each one has a full ownership of the entire Chater, D. Me, a Demar, La Demar, because it's either mine or yours. We can't have all of it. Both of us can't have owner all of it. We can't both have 100% ownership. V'efshar lomar gamkein, you cannot also say the following: the b'shal shemeshamish ba, the moment you use it, iglay milsa lemafrei the b'shas kanya kanela lahishaita kinya guftein bera. Maybe you could say, fine, when I'm using it, it becomes 100% mine, and when you use it, it becomes 100% yours. That's also not true because ein brera. We can't say, okay, now it was always mine when I'm using it. Al kochad mehanach. They each have a full ownership of their 50%. The kinyan shibud chel bechelko shechavero, and they also have an ownership of a certain right, a shibud, a lien, a right to my friend's part. So I own 50%, and I have right to use his 50% as well. Shein hala yachal akav ala minadin, and he cannot prevent me from using his 50% because I have a shibud on it and him on mine. Even though I don't own it, I have the rights to it. Also, that right I have in his 50%. Very interesting. We've seen the Gemara a number of times that a nether can be mafkia a nether. A nether can be mafkia shibud. If I, let's say, have a property that I set aside in the bank, has a shibud, has a lien on my property, and I make a nether, or rather I make a hektish, a makdish property, they've lost their lien, they've lost their shibud. Here too also, when they make a nether, I'm being mafkia my right to use his 50%. De konmos mafkian miyad, mide shibud, kedisa besof mechilton, like we'll see in the end of the Masechta. So that's the understanding of their bun. So again, their bun hold, the reason why it's aser, I have the right to aser something that's not mine. Point is, I'm removing my right to use his property, and that prohibits me from using the chatzer. It's not that he's ostering to me, I'm ostering to myself, really. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Paligalai, he argues, Mishum Desfirle de Yeshwer, he thinks there is retroactive figuring out, retroactive decision making. Mishum Hachi, Amrinan de Chal Shah Vashah, Shinichnats the chatzer, Bidinav Shikayel, the Guf Hachatzer Knuyelo, Legami Lo Satashmish. When he enters into that certain part of the property, he is retroactively saying, this was mine that I owned, that I bought in the beginning. He's not using his rights, he's rather having a full ownership of Breira when he uses the Chatzar. Whenever you could say that there's ownership, kinyan guf, I wouldn't have to, I'm not going to say it's kinyan shibud. She'ein nikra kinyan shibud mashu omed kein liolam ba'akar chosho kol echav mehem. Anything that I could force upon my partner to, that I'm able to use it, that's not called kinyan shibud. Kinyan shibud is only when it's secondary. But since I could force upon him to use it, that means it's a kinyan guf. He's only forced into saying kinyan shibud because he's not able to say kinyan guf because he doesn't hold of brera. Okay, the next few lines seems interesting. Later on, you'll see my opinion further about brera. When we can't nearly from here, it seems raya brura, a wonderful proof. If I rent my house out to you, I could prohibit the house to you as the renter. Even though we shouldn't argue on this point, I'll write to you later on. Even though once we have an agreement here, a lease, I can't really prevent you. Meaning, we have a lease, I can't kick you out for no reason, but if I makdish it, then that removes your shibud on this property, and I can kick you out then. Even if the socher pays everything up front, all the rent up front, I could still remove your shibud to use my field, my building. Even though others argue, I'll talk about this later on much further. Okay, the next piece, maybe we won't do this next piece. This is a huge run about Brera. Okay, this will stop here. Quite early. This might be the shortest daf.